Instead, she addresses the topic anywhere it would crop up in a middle schooler's life, including in relation to sleep, self-regulation, homework completion, gossip, and sexting. What also sets Middle School Matters, MSM, apart is that it translates kids' needs and concerns into simple, direct, easy interventions that have a big impact. Too often, we make parenting more complicated than it needs to be. MSM offers everything: conversation starters, stories, examples, statistics, resources, tips from experts, news stories, and anecdotes, so you can handle all kinds of scenarios. It's a roadmap for raising a healthy, happy, resilient, and ethical child. At the heart of the book are middle schoolers themselves. There's an accumulation of student voices throughout the book that lend authenticity. Those voices are also a reality check. We read about kids' worries, wins, fears, insecurities, and dreams for the future. We hear glorious stories of big-hearted, courageous kids making a difference and get a glimpse into what they want from us, their parents. We learn about possible gaps in their knowledge, and we begin to grasp just how different their world is from the one we remember. We also learn how to connect with our child without violating their desire for privacy. The underlying message is clear. This isn't a phase to dread or the time to back off. In fact, these are years to cherish. One of my favorite sections, and I bet it will be one of your favorites as well, is the final chapter. The book shares the advice recent middle school graduates would give themselves, their parents, and current middle schoolers. One teen said, "Parents need to ask a lot of questions. Just sit down and talk about life, about their social drama, about academics, about whatever is on their mind, and let them know you hear them. Tell them you get that it's difficult, and maybe Mary Jo isn't being the best friend right now. But don't just jump in and give advice." The ideas they share parallel what Phyllis has been saying all along, but we get to hear it from a different set of voices. Parenting is a work in progress. We're all constantly trying to get better. There's no instruction manual, and guilt and shame have no place in advice. MSM reaffirms this idea and encourages parents to help their child identify and take pride in their hidden superpowers. Above all, MSM wants you to be an unwavering source of support for your child and to stay optimistic and open-minded through their inevitable ups and downs. If you take MSM to heart, a couple of things will happen. You'll be a better parent, and you and your child will become kinder, better, more resourceful, inclusive, ethical people. And isn't that what we're all trying to do? We all want to raise a good, strong person who wants to improve the world and who can do so because we've empowered them. This is the way to grow and evolve alongside your child. After reading this book, I know you'll be able to make the most of these years, and I bet you'll even enjoy them. Dr. Michelle Borba, author of Unselfie: Why Empathetic Kids Succeed in Our All About Me World. Introduction. Mention the words middle school and most adults groan. I get it. Even if we handled the phase with grace, we're wired to remember the bad and downright awkward moments. I have my own mental catalog, succumbing to pressure to weigh myself at a sleepover, getting tossed out of classes for giggling uncontrollably and passing notes, eking by with a D in seventh grade math, creating a slam book with friends so we could describe one another's flaws in detail. That seemed like a perfectly reasonable idea at the time, but the comments stuck. It was 30 years before I cut my bangs again. At 12, peer approval was everything. Kids are navigating a different world today, but middle school is equally memorable. No one gets out unchanged. Middle school is a stew of simmering hormones, shifting relationships, and increased expectations. Mere months separate elementary from middle school, but the shift is seismic. Suddenly, kids are yanked out of childhood and tossed into adolescence. They have to master locker combinations, multiple courses, and new routines. There's an influx of new students and greater academic demands. All of this is exciting, but leaves them feeling unmoored when they most want to belong and fit in.